Hi, and welcome to the About Her show. I am Sangeeta Velan, an educationist, a writer, and a lifelong learner. I also run an e-magazine for women. This podcast is about trailblazing women and their journeys. Women who have broken many a barrier, many a stereotype to realize their potential. If they can do it, so can you. This week, we explore the journey of Gunjan Deveshwar, a remarkable woman entrepreneur who embodies resilience and determination. Inspired by her mother's entrepreneurial spirit and powerful women around her, she has learned to master the art of balancing her personal and professional life while achieving remarkable success in her business endeavors. Join us as we delve into her story, her constant quest for knowledge and improvement, and her unwavering commitment to delivering excellence to her clients while nurturing her team along the way. Hi, Gunjan, and welcome to the About Her show. Now,
Hi, Sangeeta. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. This show is about women achievers, who we call women trailblazers. And here we give them a platform to talk about their work, their journey, ups and downs, struggles. And so not only do they, get to showcase themselves, but their journey also helps inspire other women who are listening to get out of whatever is holding them back and follow their dreams and passions. And eventually we want to build a community of women who are there to support, empower, help and mentor each other. So a very, very warm welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sangeeta.
Most welcome.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, having conversation on various things like, women empowerment and how inspirational it could be, when women are together and helping each other out. So yes. It's always fun talking to you.
Good to know.
And also, one thing I want to, say and take advantage of this platform that you as a person, you as a strong woman has always, always inspired me. I know you since such a long time now, but then it's always a pleasure meeting you. Each time I meet you, I'm so filled up with positivity and energy, that you have. So that cannot be missed.
That's really sweet of you. Thank you so much for that. So let's get started. So tell us a little bit about your early life, your childhood. And if you think any of your experiences from those days have, left a mark in you and have, made you the kind of person that you are today?
Sure. So I had a very happy childhood, me, my brother, and always privileged, as kids, having access to excellent education, to good health care, to, so much love and care, because our parents were like that. And both the parents were professionals. So we had that a very disciplined sort of environment in the house. And much focus was given on studies and also, healthy eating habits. So we were disciplined kids and also pampered at the same time. So that's what I think that I'm, we are very privileged to have a childhood like that. Yeah. And always, our house was filled with relatives, grandparents from both the sides. And it was, our parents always welcomed our friends. So our house was always, filled with music and dance when there were holidays. So celebrating all the festivals together. So it was a very happy, healthy sort of a childhood. But one thing, yes, both my parents are kind, very kind. And that kindness, still, it's a part of our lives now. So that cannot be, we can't live without, sharing that joy and kindness ever. So that is one thing, and strong value systems, I think.
Also,
coming from a middle class home, that the family, that those values, some values are also conservative. So I think that is a huge part of my personality.
Okay.
So yes, even till date.
Actually, it's the entire package, the values and what, parents, the way they behave, the way they are with other people.
So they don't always have to teach you something. It is also what you observe and what you imbibe. That I Yes, think that also plays. doesn't go unnoticed. Yes, Yes, that plays a that's very big right. role. Yeah. So Yeah. great. So tell me, as a child, did you have any dreams in terms of what or who you wanted to be when you grew up? I mean, did you have any childhood idols, anyone, you wanted to be like? I think, as a powerful, every woman has that powerful notion about herself, I think, that how powerful I want to become one day. So Mrs. Gandhi always, Indira Gandhi always inspired me. Okay, So that's that's great. how, few things, reading about her and knowing that she was the only woman prime minister of the country, where countries like nations like US also didn't have their women prime minister. So I think, for me, reading about her in my childhood, that inspired me, that powerful notion of her. And there were enough inspiration all around when we were growing up, in the field of fashion and beauty. I think Aishwarya Rai, Okay, I all was right. in my 10th standard when she had become Miss World. Okay, And okay. again, all these things about switching careers and how, if you get that opportunity where a platform is given to you, and why not, she grabbed the opportunity and she proved her worth. So from being a architecture student to, shifting her career and taking like a very strong, important decision in her life that changed her entire destiny. And she still is a very elegant woman, I feel, So, Yeah, actually, when yeah, you're that's growing up, what. there's so many and interesting because I think, yeah, you're so right. Indira Gandhi was one woman who, in those days, today we are talking about women empowerment and women, scaling heights and going here and there. But at that time, it was very rare. And Yes. of course, the only woman prime minister, and of course, the so-called advanced countries of this planet, none of those Correct. had, somebody like her. So, yeah, true. That was Yeah, something yeah. that, was very, very inspirational. Yeah. And as kids, I think reading about her was always inspiring. Yeah, I'm sure. Something interesting that not many people, that time, books were the only way for information. That was the only medium for information. Not we didn't have any access to internet. So. True, true, true. So tell me, so when you were growing up, you wanted to get into this business of beauty and grooming women and making them look beautiful. And now you're doing Yes. this on two fronts. I mean, not only are you making them Yes. look beautiful, but you're also giving them clothes and apparel to make themselves even more beautiful. So were you always inclined towards this? Yes, always, always. So I pursued, I studied fine arts. Visual arts. And I studied painting. So I'm a painter by profession. And then I studied masters, and my subject was history of arts. So, who knew? But my a passion for, beauty and this entire salon industry that I was enamored with. So it was always there because I'm a second generation entrepreneur. My mother is a beautician, so she, So so she had inspiration was salons there and at home. So as a child, I have picked up those intricate details of this industry and always seen her, running her business so successfully. So as a successful entrepreneur, I think my mother was an inspiration, single source of inspiration. So tell us a little bit about everything that you do. I'm sure our listeners would be really interested. So I have a nail salon by the name of Nail District, where we make beautiful nails. So the any type of service, any kind of service that is related to nails, that is what we do there. And right from extensions to people who are suffering with thyroid, they might be having weaker nails. So we give them gel nails to make their natural nails stronger. So all these nail treatments are being given.
And what about the other division, the other about the clothes that you do?
Clothes, yeah. So I'm into apparel business as well. So I do the ready-made clothing. Mostly I'm into formal wear, like office wear, you can say, where the fabric is carefully chosen. I only pick handlooms and cottons, linens. Those are understated, comfortable, and I highly recommend, to all the office going women, out there. I really recommend that they should choose their fabric very selectively and go for more linens, and because I think that is the flavor of the nation, entire nation. Handlooms and linens are the flavor of the entire nation. So I try to work around that theme.
Great, great. Tell me, when you decided to get into the space of having your nail salon and then, of course, expanding. So, did you have face any challenges to begin with? And do you think any of those challenges were because of your gender?
Initially not. No, initially that was not a problem for me. Because my family was very supportive. They always encouraged me. So I'm very thankful to both the set of parents, my in-laws and my parents, even my husband, who always believed in me and in my convictions and in my idea for this venture. And they encouraged me, they supported me. So initially, while setting up the business, there was no problem at all. And I was going as per the plans. But yes, once I was in the mall, the kind of feedback that I used to give to the mall management, and I used to go and I had few concerns about the way things should be in the mall and about the women's safety, especially during the night time and during the late hours. And also, so they didn't take me too seriously. That's what I felt. That was one thing that I always had it, against them, that they don't take my fee. But now, after so many years being in the same mall, and I think, after proving my worth, that Nail District is a, Nail District has potential clients to attract. And a lot of people are coming only for Nail District, and they are also potential customers for the rest of the mall. And probably, after that, they started taking my feedback more seriously. That's what I feel.
But like, so
So,
when you set up, so dealing with vendors and people who supply equipment, or you did not face any problem because of the fact that you're a woman.
no, because it's a women's I mean women oriented business, and where I deal mostly with the women. But the sad part is, Sangeeta, when I interact with the other women, because because of the nature of the job is such that, I need to interact with more women, especially when it comes to B2B, whether it is, my B2B dealing or my B2C. So even business to business, it's very tough dealing with women, I think. That's what I few women are, very tough, and they can be nasty. That's what I thought.
Like they say, it takes all kinds of people to make this world. So you will have the good and the bad, whether it's male or female.
So I never had that kind of those kind of instances where, I was dominated by a man or something, or I was ill-treated. So in my experience, mostly I was ill-treated. Many a times I was ill-treated by a woman. So I always take a feedback very positively. So that's my innate nature. So
As I think one must, because feedback is what helps you grow and
Oh,
become better,
yes,
right?
that's very important. And if you take it positively, that if someone is giving you a very straight, very strong feedback, I think it's your job as an entrepreneur to take that feedback very positively and seriously. So
All right. So tell me, any woman who wants to get space of entrepreneurship, quick three tips on what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur?
Always believe in your strength.
Okay.
First. I think, you know, you know it already, what you have within.
Yeah.
What are your strengths? What is your passion? And
Yeah.
if you're not passionate about, you know, anything, don't get into that industry. That's what I feel. Don't get into that venture unless and until you're really passionate and you want to bring in the difference. You want to do it with conviction. If you don't have it in you, I think one should not attempt.
Okay. And
second thing, be, you know, constantly keep innovating. Businesses are dynamic. That's what I feel, because, you know, aesthetics, the kind of aesthetics were trending 10 years ago might not be trending right now. So
correct.
I need to constantly change. I need to bring in more products, offer wide range of colors. New products are coming in every week. There is something new happening. So you need to be dynamic, more ready to adapt to the change.
Right.
And make sure that you take a risk, you invest more and bring in even more expensive products that probably India might not have it. So, you know, go ahead and constant, I think, innovation, training, updation. It's like updation of the knowledge. I think it's a constant process. So if you're willing to go through that, that process, that rigorous process, and then I think that will make you even more successful as
And
an entrepreneur.
One more tip.
And third tip, consider your clients, you know, always make them feel so special, and your clients are everything. And on the one, so you need to strike a very good balance between your clients and your employees.
Okay.
So take care of your employees, give them respect, understand their needs, what they want, and be patient. I think, you know, when you're doing that, and in the same process, you know, you're also winning their hearts, winning their respect. And be a very good listener for your client. As I said, you need to take, when it comes to service, put your best foot forward every day. And be very, very, what to say, be generous, be large-hearted while giving the service, I think, you know. Yeah, that's, and especially if it's a service-oriented industry.
Yeah, that's true.
Very.
Ultimately, your client has to be happy, because if they are happy, they will come back and they will definitely recommend you to other
Yes,
people.
Yes. And for me, nails is not only like, you know, it's all about that if I walk in, I just get my nails done and then I just scoot. It's not about that. It's about the overall experience.
Yes.
You know, so you want to give the client that experience, how comfortable the client is, how hygienic your place is, you know, and at the same, and you should not be offering the same thing again and again, you know. Probably the client wants something different each time she walks. So you should be willing. You should be willing and more, you know, sometimes, you know, building up that courage, that, oh no, that bright color will also suit you. Just go ahead. That, you know, giving that motivation to your client. Yeah.
That's
While designing her nails, I think that is also important. So these are the three important tricks, I think, tips, I think.
And I agree, because I've seen you do that. So yes, that is true. Okay. So tell me, not every day is bright and beautiful. There are days when we are down and out, when things are not going the way we want them to, but then we still have our work and we still have our regular life to lead. So on those kind of days, how do you motivate yourself?
On those days, I try to spend more time with my kids.
Okay.
Because I've always with my kids, or some indulgences which I'm missing out on. Probably, you know, I'll try to pick up a book. I'll try to read at least, you know, 50 pages, 100 pages. If I don't have that time, I'll try to, you know, indulge into some reading or maybe with kids, so that there's some change in the routine. And this is how, you know, I try to think of people who could be, you know, it depends upon, you know, even the thought process depends upon the kind of situation that I'm going through. Some could be, some days, you know, I might not be feeling too great about, you know, I might be ill, I might be unwell, or could be, you know, face some problem in my business. So there are various situations. So the indulgences also depends upon, the situations that I am into. But yes, the moment I look at my kids, I try to, talk to them. I share my problems with them. Not that, I'm very open. So I feel as a mother, it's not only it's they also can come up with wonderful solutions
Yes,
for
I
you.
agree. I
So yeah,
agree.
I try to share a lot of my problems with them.
I think that's a very important point because, you don't always have to come across to your children as being those superhuman beings who have a solution to everything and never face a problem. Because when you expose yourself in terms of, showing your vulnerability, showing that you're human, they can also understand, they also understand that it's okay to be like this. You're also giving them a very important life lesson that there are good days, there are bad days, we all face them, it's okay to face them. And like you said, just get out of that by doing something which is different, refreshing, entertaining, or whatever. So that's a very good point that you have made. Okay.
And also sharing at times, while you're venting up.
Yeah.
So this is how probably they will learn to tackle their problems.
Yes.
If they
Yes.
are in a situation, probably they would want to, handle it the same way when they grow up. So I'm setting up that guideline probably
Okay.
in the process.
Tell me, have you been through any experiences in life which you think have taught you some important lessons which you would like to share with us? Because I think we all, have various things happening and some, very good teachings come out of that. You learn things out of those experiences. So are there any such experiences that you would like to share?
I was I met somebody long ago. I don't remember the name of the woman, but she used to take care of the girls who were orphans at a orphanage, and who were abandoned by the families. So probably when they were babies, they were left at the, dumped at the garbage. They were left on in the temple premises at night. So they were, And I met that woman while I was studying in Baroda. On my journey way back to home, so she was traveling with me. And that was a long journey. That was a 12-hour, 13-hour journey. And she was sitting beside me, and we started off with this conversation, and the kind of things that she told me, that left me so I was completely sad. I was so heartbroken by, things that are going on. And whenever, I try to complain or I have these kind of complaints, I always think of those sisters, those girls, whom we really owe a debt. We should be highly indebted, to our family who have always, given us so many resources. And we are privileged. And think about girls. I always think about those girls. So that was kind of a learning. I probably, meeting that woman, I don't know, somehow it left a deep, deep impression.
Yes.
So I
Yeah.
try to, and this is what, I feel that we should, whenever you have this self-doubt about yourself, you're being too hard on yourself, or maybe you're in a situation where you're just not able to solve any problem, think of those girls, whom their families didn't even want them. So what must be going through? And there are so many. And even today, what happens? Almost like 40%, 45%. I was reading about, the ratio is so high, the percentage is so high that girls are married at an early age.
Yes, true.
So with these kind of experiences, whatever is happening around us, I feel that that is the biggest learning of life. That never, take anything like so seriously. Just let it go. If you're going through something, just take a deep breath, sleep over the problem. Next day, you will have the solution. So,
I think we
That
should
is one
realize,
of
and I think feel grateful for what we have, that gratitude
yes.
for what our families, our friends, everyone around us is giving
Yes.
us. That I think, because there are so many people, like you say, who are so unfortunate who don't get this. So yeah, this is a very big learning, and this is something I think we need to not only learn ourselves, but maybe pass it on to our children as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also one life learning which changed me as a person. It has become an important a part of my thought process that whosoever is with you in your bad, rough phase of life, always hold on to them.
Yes, yes.
Never let them go.
True.
Yeah, because they are the ones who really wish well for you.
Correct. That's very, very important.
In your good times, I think a lot of people will join you in the celebration. A lot of people. But when you're alone, when you're, healing from something that was not expected to happen in your life. So those are the people I think, you should always hold on to them. So that is another learning.
Yeah.
Yes, that woman, I'm so glad that I met that woman. I don't even remember her. I don't remember her name, but I
I
remember
know
what she said.
what she
So.
said too. Yeah. So tell me, you see now so many women around us who are doing so well for themselves. Not only did they have dreams and passions and ambitions, but they made sure their dreams came true. So how
Yeah.
does the world react to these women who've made a name for themselves, who've been successful in their fields? And I mean, by the world, I mean both men and women. How do people react to them?
So I think it's a broad category,
Okay.
So there would be positive people,
Yeah.
very optimistic, and all the time, the acceptance for the success, a successful woman is more. So positive people will always, praise and look at the things and, analyze that why did happen? Why did this happen? Like, did she plan her career too well? Or they will try to, they will try to introspect and what went wrong with me and what actually she did, and they will actually be in awe of her success and her and negative people will always be, they will give a tough time.
Yeah.
So it all depends upon, who is judging or who is commenting. So it all depends upon, the category of people. So it's a very broad category. But yes, when a woman is successful, I think it is intimidating to a lot of people. It is, it is.
It is. And I think
So
both men and women, because like you said,
both
it's
men
also
and
the
women,
mindset of the people. Because if you
yeah.
are, I mean, if you are negative, you're coming with a negative mindset, you will find fault. You will say, okay, she's
Yes.
successful in her work, then maybe she's neglecting her home, maybe she's neglecting her children. So you will always look at the flip side. Whereas if you are positive, you will say, okay, she
Exactly.
managed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will end up saying frivolous things like,
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
doesn't count anything. It doesn't have any base. But
Yes.
positive people will always introspect that what is it that she has done right? Was
Correct.
it her planning? Was it her qualification? Was it does she know to strike the right balance? Is she
Yeah.
kind enough? Is she So there are so many things,
Yeah.
so it totally depends upon the outlook, I think.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So tell me that if you were to give some tips to the young girls of today, girls who are on the, threshold of their personal and professional lives, 18, 19-year-olds, what would you like to tell them? I mean, how should they look at life, or how should they plan their life?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, Sangeeta. I think, the young girls of today will be, women, strong women of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the way India is progressing and the way our society is progressing, I think we all need to be watchful, careful of our behavior, of our. I just want to say this to all the young girls that be very elegant, not only in your dressing, in your fashion sense, but also in your behavior.
Okay.
Give more respect to other women around, And also, and never forget, in this process of, having a vibrant career, having an excellent personal life, always that struggle, for finding a right partner, of having everything in life, never neglect your parents. Because I think parents are the ones who have really, gone through a lot of struggle in building whatever you are today. They have funded your education, they have funded your healthcare, everything, whatever you need, because you are a reflection of them. So I think you need to pay back to them by, regarding their sentiments, their emotions, their. So if that is what, a little care for your parents and your in-laws or whosoever older in your family, if you can give back to them, I think, yeah, that will make a solid structure for you, a solid support system for you as you grow old. So I think, that is very important for young girls to realize that striking a right balance is also important, that, and everyone has their own balance. I mean, it's not, when I say a balance, you might be having a different definition of balance. I might be having a different definition of balance. But, one thing is like common all across, that care that needs to be given to your own parents. So before you decide anything, I think your center point should be your parents first.
And where would you place financial independence for girls?
Oh yes, financial independence is also very important. That is, I mean, that builds in so much of confidence and so much, I mean, it gives you a happiness, and a power to that decision making ability, to hold yourself well in the society. I think that is so important.
Yes,
Yes.
that
Oh, that is the
freedom,
most
that
important.
feeling of freedom, and being in control of your life, in control of any decision that you want to make in life because you have that financial capability.
I think freedom also comes with a lot of
Yeah,
responsibility.
of course it does.
So young girls, they are so energetic and they have so many brilliant ideas, all updated with the modern technology, things going on. So, I mean, these days I'm so totally in awe of these young girls, the kind of energy and access to so many resources they have, and they come up with such ideas that you can't. I mean, you're completely awestruck that, oh my God, this also can happen, So, and they are well updated with all the new age occupations that are coming in. So it's beautiful, it's wonderful to sometimes, I ask suggestions to them. I mean,
And must be suggesting because obviously you like saying that
and
update.
I'm sure somewhere you also must be going through the same thing. You must be like seeing a
Definitely.
complete change because you interact with them as well. So
I do.
who better can know about, the young girls?
Yeah, that's true. So tell me, all around us nowadays, we see a lot of people who are switching to different careers in their midlife, and which I call the midlife rebooting. Suddenly you see that somebody who was, having a business now wants to get into, running an NGO, or somebody who was, engineer suddenly decides to, start writing. So what I'm trying to say is that, they're picking up careers and vocations, professions different from what they were doing earlier. So why do you think this is happening?
Because probably, few careers, few occupations, they don't have a life, like a long life.
All right.
Probably that. And then also the opportunities, the world around you, I mean, the society, the kind of the way we are evolving, it's more dynamic. I think there is more acceptance to a lot of things.
Correct.
So all I mean, anything, look at Gurgaon. It is such a contemporary place for contemporary, such a vibrant society that we live in. I think every innovative idea that you come up with can work here. There is acceptance. There is a wide range of people, the category of people that exist, that live in Gurgaon. It's like so huge. So I think People are willing to experiment. People have that those kind of savings. People have invested in their earlier professions. Probably they would have saved that much. So I think, it's nice, but only one thing I'm not sure of, where are they really passionate? If you want to switch from one career to the other, one, you need to be passionate. You need to actually, introspect first. Yeah, if you have that with conviction, if you want to go ahead, only then take that risk. Otherwise,
You have a
yeah, otherwise, no point. Yeah, otherwise, you have a problem.
Yeah, there is so much exposure, there is awareness, there is acceptability. But having said that, you also have to know that this is what you want to do. I mean, that passion has to be there. It just can't be something that, okay, today you are doing one thing, tomorrow you are doing something else. So that actually shows lack of commitment. So you should not be like that.
So today I was watching this reel. This reminds me, today I was watching a reel on Smriti Irani. So, from selling beauty products, at a roadside to serving into McDonald's, and to from that job, she was given an offer to become a model. And then from model to an actress, and now to a politician, a very successful politician, where she is giving a tough fight to the opponents. I mean, from what she was and what she is today. So she has changed so many careers. And
Correct.
so,
You have to know what you want to do and then do it, show that commitment and consistency.
So, and also she won some awards, few awards for poetry. So she might be really good if she so she knew what she was doing, and she
Correct.
was passionate about poetry. So
So Gunjan, tell me something. You are a mother, an entrepreneur, a wife, daughter, daughter-in-law, friend, so many roles that you play, I think, like every other woman. So how do you juggle these roles, or do you, as I sometimes say, struggle to juggle?
yes. At times I struggle to juggle, yes,
Okay. All right.
like every other woman.
I'm
But
sure.
my favorite role is being a mother to my lovely kids. Yeah,
So
so
then,
I'm
but when
always,
there's something like, say, for instance, you have six things to do in a day, just random.
yeah.
And so how do you kind of decide, okay, what comes first and how do you do it?
I think they're still very young, so they are the center point, and rest everything works around them.
Actually, yes, I guess every young mother needs to do this because they need us the most at that point, and everything else has to take a back seat and, fit in wherever those pockets are left.
So 8 years ago, when I started with my business, I thought they were so supportive. They were babies. They were toddlers. But then, with their naive understanding that mama is not going to be around and we need to take care of each other, so they had that maturity. And yeah, mama, no, mama, you work. We will be, all right without you. You take care of yourself. So those are the little things, that still I have those very beautiful memories of them.
Sure, I'm sure.
So I'm very thankful to them, and I keep now, when they are growing up and they're teenagers, and they need the most, I think. Teenage is the time where they are also going through enough challenges. I
Of
think
course.
sometimes, academically, I feel that they are going through a fire where so many expectations, and every day they have something or the other coming up. So, when there was a time when they had, helped me out with a lot of things. Now it's my time, I think, to return them. So
That's there. They do
I
need
keep them
to,
in the center.
I think when they have a working mom, they also become very independent and self-reliant because they, yes, they need us, but then, they'll, I think then they focus on the critical areas because those little things which they can manage on their own, they do it. So Gunjan, where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
I think 10 years from now, I think, if I plan really well, and I'm still working on that, I think I'll be more settled in my business even more, and also have that financial strength. And with that, with that strength, I would like to give back to the society. As I said, I really feel for our sisters out there who are not so privileged. So I would want to, give back to them, as I say that we owe a debt to them. So I will work. Yeah, I will always work towards, bringing in some change, even like a slightest change if I bring into their lives. I think this is what I want to focus on after 10 years, I think.
That's
And still I do. Yeah, in my own little way, I try to. But then if it's about a skill training, or if anyone wants to, learn this nail art, or probably, I try to engage few girls in my tailoring or embroidery. So I try to help them out with little things. But after 10 years, probably, I really want to give it back to the society. Like,
Great.
probably
That's a wonderful thought.
by that time, kids would be gone, all settled in their own career, they would be busy. So I would want to engage myself in such a kind of a thing.
So my last and final question, which I ask every woman, can a woman have it all?
Definitely a woman can have it all. Definitely.
Okay.
I'm saying, yes, I'm saying, because if you believe you can have it all, only then. It's hard. It's really tough. Not, but then you need to think that way. If you think you can have it all, you can have it all.
And I think it's
So
also important to know what you want in life. What is your all?
that is the most important thing, I feel. That is the most to prioritize. What is it? It's I go by this quote, Que sera, sera. It's what will be, will be. It's so beautiful. It has always touched me, because I think never take things too seriously in life. Never take your success too seriously, neither your failure. I mean, it could be anything. Never take it too seriously. That's what I feel. Just let it be. Go with the flow, and take each day as it comes. Of course, every human being plans, but then when you have so many things and you want to perform well in every walk of your life, that's not possible.
That's not
So
possible.
I think, for example, if few years are important for your kids, I want to dedicate that my 50% of the time to kids, and then rest can wait. And then when it was my time to set up a business, I was so involved. I was very indulgent. I knew everything about my business. I mean, the most of my time was dedicated to that. And when I didn't have my business, neither kids, we were starting with the family. I was newly married, so my entire time was dedicated, to the family. So I think, never take things too seriously. It's all about, prioritizing at that point of time what you feel is right, going with your conviction, and never regret, I think. Only then we can have it all.
That is
If you keep regretting,
annoying.
keep.
And what if? Because I think you're right. You have to know what is important, what is required at a particular time in your life. Focus on that. Once that is done, then you can move on, to the next thing. You can't want everything at the same time. It's not like a pizza. You can have every kind of topping at the same time. You have to wait. So if it's kids who need you right now, focus on them, prioritize them, move on. Once they don't need you, then expand. So yeah, that is how it would be. Very well put, I think.
You are the inspiration.
Ah.
If because you cannot, you have it all, Sangeeta.
Well, trying to get there, but
You're
yeah.
doing so many things at the same time and really doing it well. So
Thank you so much. Okay,
especially your
so
knowledge about handlooms. When it comes to, being an influencer, your saris, the blogs on saris, could be, as an author also, you write beautifully. So I always look forward to reading
Thank you.
Yeah, and about her, and you're an academician, you're a wonderful, wonderful mother. So if you can have it all of us can have it all.
Thank you. That's some vote of confidence. So, thank you so much, Gunjan. It was indeed wonderful having you on the show. I mean, we'd been planning for such a long time,
My
but some reason,
pleasure.
obviously, we couldn't.
Yeah.
But yes, I think
Thank
the wait was well worth it. Beautiful, very, very engaging, and a delightful conversation. So, thank you.
you, Sangeet. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for having me on this prestigious platform.
You're most.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the About Her Show. We've had some interesting conversations with accomplished women on our other episodes, so make sure to check them out. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Follow About Her on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And visit our website www.abouther.in for some wonderful content. And if you know of a trailblazing woman who you think would be a great guest on our show, please write to us at web.abouther@gmail.com.